And the Bhaktanams for joining us live from Vrindavan to the Gurudev is
Guru Dev chanting his invocation. Hari Om to all the devotees all over the world. First of all, I'm offering my respect to my most respectable Guru Padma and Lila Pravishna, Ashtapada, Ashtapada, Sishma, Bhaktivagyan, Kishu, Sangara, Ashtapada, I offer my innumerable obeisances. Shri Damodar Ashtapada. Reading the second shloka of Shri Damodar Ashtapada. Yesterday I spoke that Krishna he has broken the yogurt pot because of this offense. He is being chastised by his mother. Krishna is running and Mother Yashoda is chasing him from behind. The yogis with their pure hearts and deep meditation, they can't even come in contact with him. But Mother Yashoda here, she is running faster than Krishna, and from back she held him. Holding him, she is holding his left hand by the right hand and by the right hand. And in the right hand she has a stick. Shall I hit you? She is asking. You restless, friends of the monkeys. This person who has created some millions of universes, he is being chastised by his mother, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And now he shows fear, Mother Yashoda. He said, "Don't hit me, mother. Rudanta mohur netra. Yugma mridantam paramhuda yugmena sapanta netra." He's crying profusely. His tears flowing from his eyes. Now he's rubbing his eyes. Just like a child, with closed fists, he's running, he's rubbing his eyes. And the tears mixed with kajal is flowing from his eyes, from his cheeks, on his chest, like Ganga and Yamuna rivers. Mother Yashoda is feeling compassion towards Krishna, but she is thinking, if I do not chastise him now, then he will be spoiled. And he will, then he will become big, then he will develop very bad habits. Because he is my son, so I must chastise him.
Krishna Bhagavan,
Krishna has shown the stick and he moves back in fear. Oh mother, don't hit me. The mother is now wondering that if I leave him now, maybe he might go in the forest. So, she is called all the Sakshapatis, and she is thinking that this Upal, this grinding motor was part of his offense. And Krishna himself was offended. He says, bring the rope. First, she had a rope tying her hair, a silken thread, a silken rope. She tried to tie Krishna on the waist of Krishna, and she wanted to tie him to this standing motor. But Krishna's waist is same size. 12 fingers, and he has a belt of gold decorating his waist. But when she tries to tie him, it is 2 fingers too short to fit and rope. Now she joins this with the ropes brought by the gopis, but every time it is 2 times too short. It is not becoming short 1 finger or 2-3 fingers. No, it is only becoming 2 fingers too short. The gopis are laughing now. They say that in his destiny it is not written that he would be bound. You may take birth, maybe this life, maybe 10 lives, but still you will not be able to bind him. Her face becomes red with all the effort that she has done. But the rope is still falling. 2 fingers, too short. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes about this, that why it is 2 fingers short always?
Krishna
is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, possessor of all potencies. Yogmaya resides with him always. His opulence is. Now she does not want Yashoda mother to bind him. These sakhas are waiting outside for me to play. Where is the cows? The cows will not give milk. There will be no play today. The cows will not give milk. And all the sakhas will be waiting for me. So he doesn't want to be bound. Now, this inconceivable pastime of his, the rope becoming short by 2 fingers always, Mother Yashoda is now taking a vow, but not today, not tomorrow. Even if I have to spend all my life, I will tie him up. He's my son. Now she is becoming very tired and also desperate. Then out of desperation, she begins to call out to Lord Narayan. Oh Narayan, oh Lord, he is my son, taking birth from me. Krishna, now by his mercy, he accepted being bound by the mother. Krishna is thinking, oh, mother is making so much effort. She's become so tired. And in front of these satis, she's embarrassed and she can't show her face or embarrassment to her friends. And she's very worried because of this. When he saw this, then by his own mercy, he immediately accepted to be bound by his mother. When he accepted this, immediately Mother Yashoda was able to bind him. Nobody can control Krishna, but only by who has domination, like Rupa Sanatana, always chanting Krishna Maratam every day, forgetting about their other material comforts, sleeping, eating. These six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami and others, they would chant their fixed number of rounds every day. Hridayas Thakur had decided 300,000 names every day while chanting one stream. He lost consciousness and after a long time remembering, meditating on Krishna's pastime, he lost consciousness. Now after a long time, when he came back to consciousness, he's thinking, oh, I've still not completed my rounds. If by chanting the Lord's names, you... you develop or you manifest Krishna's pastime in your heart. And if you chant your bhajan in this manner, Krishna's heart will melt. And by this, his melting of his heart, he will come under your control. Once Mahaprabhu said, he's describing about the Markat Nyaya and like the cat, it is taking its kitten in its mouth and no harm comes to this kitten. But a rat, when it comes in its mouth, it is death personified in this very cat. We may think that, oh, Krishna is all merciful, we will leave everything. We are completely surrendered to Krishna. No bhajan we will do. One is, no, I have to perform bhajan. Like the monkey, when the child is clinging to the mother monkey, then it jumps. But if the child is not clinging to the mother, then it just jump away, thinking that, oh, such child is useless. So, one person fallen in the well, now he has to come out of the well. He cannot come out of this well unless until somebody outside of this well will pull him out. Krishna's mercy, Lord's mercy is present everywhere. Like this person fallen in the well. Krishna's mercy is present everywhere, but only by our sadhana and bhajan will we be able to be pulled out of this well. Krishna can come under our control only, will attract his mercy only by performing our sadhana and bhajan. This is a secret that all those pastimes present in Golok Vrindavan, he comes to manifest on this planet also, hearing these pastimes. his Vatsalya Bhav is awakened towards his devotees. This is the Swarup, the spiritual entity of the person is realized. Those who are in Sakya Bhav, they will manifest Sakya Bhav in their heart. Those who are in Vatsalya Bhav or in Madhurya Bhav, they will manifest such mood, Guru Panjari, etc., their bhavs of Madhurya. How will we get attracted to Krishna? How will we develop our love towards Krishna? This is the only process of Rupanuk Bhajan. Through this only Krishna comes under control. As long as one has attachment towards the material sense environment, material facilities, one should develop attachment towards Krishna and Krishna only, and towards his associates, taking the subordination of his associates, serving them, following them and meditating them, and by the mind, and serving them by the body, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, etc. We have to perform our bhajan sadhan in that manner. Only then can Krishna come under our control. Translation. Namodar.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Life is gone.
Thank you. This is something that we could discuss and thank you.
The Vatranams, they'll end our webcast for today. We'll see you 12 hours from now. Jai Shri.